For many years, there's been a strong secondary market for lead. So from the early part of the 20th century, hundreds of companies across the nation produced lead from scrap materials, such as lead batteries and wheel weights. But by the 1960s, consolidation had reached the lead market, and many of those facilities were shut down.
I think many of them went out of business before the regulators really got going.
William Eckel is a doctoral student at George Mason University in Virginia. He identified the sites while doing historical research. He says the majority of the sites he has found were unknown to regulators. That's because the sites were closed in the 60s, while the EPA wasn't formed until a few years later. So these sites have been sitting for more than 30 years with little, if any, effort to control the contamination. And Eckel says it's very possible many of the sites are indeed contaminated.
I would think so, yes. The pollution controls were not as good back then.
One concern, says Eckel, is that residential areas border a number of the sites. And if the abandoned sites were left as fields, it's possible children may have been playing on those sites for many years. If the sites still contain lead, those children could have problems if they inhaled or ate any contaminated dirt. High levels of lead can be dangerous to humans. Small children are especially affected. So Eckel says it's important that regulators look at these sites and identify those that present the greatest risk. And if they still contain lead contamination, the sites should be cleaned up. In the meantime, Eckel says there may be even more contaminated sites still as yet unidentified. He says very small companies might not have been listed in the directories he used for his research, so the problem may be even bigger than his list would indicate. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Dale Willman.